Deer Trucking Awesome. What do you think of when someone says tough? Honestly, I think of a Toyota truck. Tundra's one mean mother of a truck with a twin-turbo V6, an incredible going power, and the Tacoma claws through terrain with a taller suspension and lots of creature comforts in the cockpit. Both Toyota trucks are decked out with tons of cool features and tech you'll dig. Check them out at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Now, new customers, you can sign up using promo code DNVR, and when you make a $5 bet this weekend on the NFL, you can get $200 in free bets if your team wins, only with code DNVR and only with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL.
How about that?
I am one half of the DNVR Rockies podcast, Patrick Lyons.
And I'm the other half of the DNVR podcast. Can't talk. We have to cancel the show now. I'm Susie Hunter. Hi, how is everyone? Look at us. We're in a new setting. We have Kevin Henry.
Hey, that's it. I'm on the other end of the couch. See, how's it going?
Hi.
Mr. Fansided himself, Kevin Henry, joining us on the day that, unfortunately, we learned it is not Todd Helton's year. Mm-hmm. He does get 72.2% of the vote, a nice increase over last year. 11 votes shy.
That's the killer.
Oh, 11 more, and now we've got to wait another 365 days until we can officially say Todd Helton is a Hall of Famer. He already is one in all of our hearts. Mm-hmm. I've done the graphs. I've taken the stethoscopes, yes, and I've checked it out. He's in all of our hearts, but he's not in the Hall of Fame just yet. We've been talking about it all week.
Yeah.
How did you feel going into today? Like, it was really a crapshoot or what?
Yeah. You know, I woke up this morning going, he's going to get close but not make it in. It was just that feeling of, we're going to at least see each other, but we're not going to have anything to celebrate other than just saying, hey, how's it going? So, you know, next year, Lord willing, we'll have something to celebrate. But it just felt like he was going to fall just short this year. And, you know, there's still that education about Coors Field. And it's always going to be there. But at some point, the dam's going to break and people are going to realize that Coors isn't the asterisk that it should be for steroids and other things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's kind of, yeah, we talked about that report that you read, maybe? Or was it a meme?
It was a point, is what I had actually said. It was a point that became a report, became a meme. And that, well, look, maybe that's a little spinoff podcast we have, Coors Field Education, mm-hmm, where we educate people
that would
on
be huge.
People don't know
the hangover, the disadvantages of playing at altitude, then going to sea level, which Todd Helton obviously had to deal with, and all those things. When they were making the announcement, I kept flashing two sign, not for peace.
Yeah.
We need two names because Scott Rowland was the guy that, other than one day, Todd Helton actually had a higher percentage of the public vote at one point, but otherwise, it was really Scott Rowland as that guy. We wanted to hear two names. It seemed like from what President Josh Rawich was saying, it wasn't going to be none. He didn't have that look on his face.
I agree.
He looked happy. He looked excited.
He's like, thank God it's not another shutout, second in 3 years. No, we've got one. A player known for his play on both sides of the ball. And unfortunately, Todd Helton, while he did have three gold gloves over at first base in the National League, not necessarily considered one of those guys who was great offensively and defensively, even though he was great defensively, especially for everyone who saw it here in Denver.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Just not regarded as that, unfortunately.
You know, and five votes got him in. I mean, that's the thing. He only passed by five votes total.
Oh, wow.
So you think about all those blank ballots. You think about all those Manny plus A-Rod ballots, all those that came in. You know, I'm sure you guys have talked about this week. And you think about what could have happened had those guys and ladies and gents actually thought about something outside of just making a statement.
You know, that's the thing that I've noticed today, seeing a couple of tweets out there from some of the voters, seeing the people trying to make a statement, voting for one random guy, just doing it for attention. I feel like it's a lot for attention.
Oh, there is.
I've been thinking a lot about this, and especially this voting cycle with these strange ballots, Manny and A-Rod. And there was one, I think, today that came out, just Gary Sheffield.
That's the one I'm talking about.
Just really strange. And I think we have jumped the shark, to use a phrase that I think Kevin knows, not sure if Susie knows, because it has to do with Happy Days, but it is a more recent thing.
I've seen Happy Days.
So there was an episode where Fonzie jumped the shark, and that's considered in television nomenclature when a show has like reached its apex and it is now no longer good.
Yes.
Its best days are behind them. And I think we may be at that point for voting. Like, we got to the point where it was, hey, is somebody going to get it 100%? Is somebody going to get it? And then it almost became, yeah, let's have a guy like be that 100% so that maybe you're not the one or two people that didn't vote for someone. Mm-hmm. And Mariano became 100%. We're never going to see that again.
No,
will never see 100%. And now, mm-hmm. because of these public ballots, people are like, well, I have a platform, so I might as well use it. And now they are making a whole big statement about the PED era and voting for guys who use the PEDs after the era kind of ended when suspensions began.
Yeah.
And it just becomes a shit show, for lack of a better term. I don't know. And we've kind of lost the essence of what does it mean to be a Hall of Famer when you've got people kind of just going out there on a limb, doing their own thing, rather than forgetting what the purpose of this ballot is.
I love that, and I love the fact that a lot of people know that they've got an audience on Twitter. They know they've got an audience on social media. And you're absolutely right. They're going to vote Gary Sheffield just to see the reactions and to see how many clicks that
they
can get.
For the clout. Doing it for the – and that is not what it is for.
Absolutely.
So my issue with the argument – from that person who posted that, they said something along the lines of, if there's a debate on it, then you shouldn't be voting for them. And I'm like, okay, first of all, there's a debate for every single person.
That's right.
And second of all, you should think so hard and debate internally about every single person you were thinking about voting for. It is your duty, having the honor, to vote for a Hall of Fame inductee.
It's true.
And I just want to see the flow chart that you went down to go, Gary Sheffield was the only one.
Yeah.
You know, what does the yes-no tree look like there? Seriously.
It's very confusing. Yeah. You're right. It doesn't make sense how some of these votes are gone about. To your point, Susie, about like, oh, you know, there's detractors on everyone. Now, it's silly to say, well, Mariano Rivera played on a team that was really good, and all he had to do was get three outs in the ninth inning. And sometimes those weren't the best three hitters in the lineup, so really he racked up a lot of numbers that were cheap. It's not a very good argument, mm-hmm. but that exists.
That's an argument.
Someone could say that. You know, there's people in sports bars all around the country making that point, right?
If we could look east at the Bronx right now, it just lit up in a mushroom cloud. Or you say that even in jest, I'm telling you.
Someone from New York is going to clip that before you said, but that's just hypothetical, and they're going to come burn down the DNVR bar.
Hey, he heard himself shagging fly balls in the outfield. Clearly not an athlete, not a Hall of Famer. Like it's ridiculous to think of something like that. So Todd Helton has the increase, a big 20.2% increase over last year, where he had 52 even. Previous year, 2021, 44.9, previously 29.2. He started out at 16.5% in his first year in 2019. That was 14th most on the ballot. Now he's number two on this ballot, trending upwards. Still 11 votes shy, but looking really good for next year.
So good for next year. And like, you know, we said this on the show earlier today. We have been saying this in the office because our coworkers keep asking, is it going to happen? Like, we're having all these people over. Is it going to happen? And we've been saying, you know, it's going to be so close. And if it's not this year, it's going to be next year.
Absolutely.
We're having company over today,
guys.
We're having
company over.
What are we doing? What are we serving? Oh, you know, some really great, you know, Avalanche nachos. We've got the Bones Highland. Salmon burger, sushi grade, it's delicious. And if you're diehard, you get 15% off. No, but I just slip into it sometimes.
Might I mention the poutine?
That's what you
mentioned.
Might
I mention that?
I did
have the poutine.
How did you like the poutine?
The poutine was fantastic.
Kevin Henry, is this your first time here since the renovation?
You know, it is actually.
Welcome.
It's lovely.
Thank you.
There you go.
Kevin's very cultured. He just came back from a trip from Europe.
Yes, I'm so cultured. So cultured.
That's why the poutine.
Yes.
Naturally. Did you have a goblet of wine? Do we sell goblet? Do we know?
I just brought my own everywhere.
Does Breck Brew have a goblet of wine yet?
No, not yet.
Do we even have wine at the bar?
We will talk to them on Friday. That's your job.
Yeah, I'll be there.
We need a Breck Brew wine for our classy friends here.
Are we talking about how we're doing our shows from Breck? Yeah.
That's breaking.
Breaking
news. Are you doing an ad read now for DNVR?
Actually, tune into our show on Friday, where we will be going live from Breckenridge Farmhouse in Littleton.
Oh.
That's it. That sounds good. Well, you're a BBWAA member.
I am.
And you had an article up on FanSided about who you would have voted for. Todd Helton's there.
Absolutely.
Scott Rowland's there as well. Billy Wagner, too, right?
Billy Wagner, Carlos Beltran, which I know is a little bit of a...
I was surprised by that.
Yeah, it is controversial.
Explain yourself, Kevin.
So here's the explaining. If you look back at Beltran's early career, before the sign-stealing scandal and everything else, he put up Hall of Fame numbers, in my opinion. So I absolutely would have voted for him. So, yeah, I actually picked five guys. Rowland, Helton, Wagner... Beltran, and then, oh boy.
If you have to think about it, this shouldn't be a Hall of Famer, I guess. Too bad, so sad.
Andrew Jones.
Andrew Jones, of course. That's a good pick.
Those were my five, but I would not have picked 10.
Kevin, how far are you from being eligible to vote?
I have 7 more years to go.
So
I'm trudging along.
Now, will you be a public ballot guy?
I will absolutely be a public
ballot. But will you be a public, make a statement, give me the internet clout voting guy?
I'm not going to be the Gary Sheffield guy. No. I will not be the Manny and A-Rod guy. No. You know what? And if at that point it's just Nolan Arenado that somebody circles, I still won't do that. No. Yeah. You know, absolutely not.
Thank you. We're going to keep that. And if you ever stray from that, we will sue you.
Exactly.
You're going to be the Max Muncy guy. Like, I just voted
just
for
Max
that.
Muncy. And he gets one vote, but it's that guy.
He's a one-vote guy.
I will die on the Max Muncy hill.
The other results were Billy Wagner, 68.1%. That looks really good for him in his 6th year. Andrew Jones, 58.1%. Gary Sheffield, 55%. Carlos Beltran, who was definitely the biggest first-year guy on the ballot. Got a lot more support than I thought because of the sign stealing thing.
Yep.
It also does let you know. Now I'm getting upset because the voters are okay with the sign stealing, even though there were a lot of suspensions involved in it. But baseball looked the other way. They also welcomed back those managers. Alex Cora came back, AJ Hinch. And you go, all right, fine. They had to have a slap on the wrist. We can forget that. But instead of forgetting PEDs, they're actually holding these players accountable and looking at morality in something that the game really didn't give any slaps on the wrist to until afterwards. So that's strange. Jeff Kent, 46.5%, final year on the ballot. It'll be interesting to see if he ever gets in with a veterans committee. I don't know if he's well-liked by teammates.
I don't think he is, honestly. Yeah, that's the thing I kept hearing is that he just wasn't lovable.
What did Jeff Kent do to hurt everyone?
Oh, there's plenty, let me tell you.
Torrey Hunter stays on the ballot. You got 6.9%.
Nice.
Okay.
There you go.
Bronson Arroyo got a vote. R.A. Dickey got a vote. Lackey, Mike Napoli, and our very own Houston Street, becoming only the second Rockies relief pitcher to ever get a Hall of Fame vote after the Troy Hawkins. So he's off the ballot, but hey, he got a vote. That's pretty cool.
He just mic dropped
somewhere. It's an honor just to get a vote.
It is.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It's honored to be on the ballot, which, again, when the president said that, I'm like, no, don't give me that. Like, hey, we had 28 guys who were honored to be on the ballot. None of them got in, but they got the honor of being on the ballot.
Good for you guys.
That's absolutely ridiculous. I want to get your opinion here before you go, Kev.
Yeah.
On the 2024 ballot next year, Gary Sheffield is in his 10th year. Do you think he'll benefit a little bit like Larry Walker did? It was his 10th year, and everyone kind of gets on the bus.
I don't think it's enough, though. As far as Sheffield goes, I really don't. I think there's only 3 guys that get in next year. If I'm looking ahead, my prediction, Helton is obviously one. I think Wagner, and then you've got Adrian Beltre coming on the ballot next year. So I think that you're going to have a first ballot guy and then two leftovers joining.
Very interesting.
Throwing that out there.
I mean, nothing against Gary Sheffield personally, but like after the Gary Sheffield ballot guy, I kind of hope he never gets in.
Gary Sheffield ballot
There's going to be some guy just, going, just, it was just my vote that pushed him over the edge. It was me. Yeah, exactly.
What about Joe Mauer? He's another one of those names that could get a little support, but not first ballot. I'm not as huge on Joe Mauer as other folks, but
same.
I could see him getting a lot of support.
Same. I think he's a guy who will get in, but he's not going to be a first ballot guy. No way.
All right, so who are the 3 again that are getting next year? Book your plans.
The Todd Father, of course.
Yes.
Billy Wagner, and then Adrian Beltre.
Those are my three. A lot of people from Texas showing up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
At the Hall of Fame, in addition to a lot of people from Colorado, who will now be able to make plans because the Larry Walker induction thing was so haphazard and last minute and everything. So, Kevin, you know what? You can keep that vote, and if you want to just have a Max Muncy vote, I know you will defend it with honor, and you've earned that right.
Because there's no bigger Max Muncy fan, you know, than me. You know that. A huge Max Muncy fan.
Big Muncy man. Big Muncy man.
Always good to see you both. Always
Thank
good.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
Always
Thanks,
good.
Kevin.
All right. See ya.
Check is in the mail. And, you know, if you want to send us any checks, it's 2239 East Colfax.
That's our address?
Yes. You don't have the address down?
No, I only know the Backus and Shanker phone number.
You've had mail sent here to you.
I tell them to look it up.
She had, like, what?
I'm like, I don't know what the address is. It's Colfax in York. Figure it out.
Look it up. I don't want your freebies, but
I've got, like, nice mail here, too.
Yes, yeah, we can go ahead and grab someone who is on deck. Hopefully they know they're on deck. Kurt Wells is a good candidate.
Kevin, can you grab Kurt?
There we go. But yeah, we've got these watch parties going on. Every week we've got a new Hall of Fame, you know, candidate that's ready to go in. But no, we've got Nuggets party going down tonight. Avs play. It's a whole lot of fun. You get 15% off if you are a diehard. Access to the Diehards Only Discord, where we're having such amazing conversations about all kinds of things, all the sports. So if you're watching Nuggets and Pelicans down there at the Smoothie King Center, you know that Adam and the whole crew, they're going to be talking about it over on the DNVR Sports channel on YouTube. You get 20% off DNVR Locker, 20% off all the tailgates that we've got going on as well. For the Avs fans out there, you know it's Avalanche Ale season, and for very good reason, because they've blend the pale and chocolate caramel malts in a well-rounded, flavorful beer. Absolutely delicious. What's different about Breck Brew, besides the fact that they've got the Avalanche Ale going on, but they are a 100% entirely Colorado company and made with 100% renewable energy. You got to support them. Make sure you check them out. Go to breckbeer.com to find out where you can get Breck Beer near you with their Breck Beer locator. And if you're putting some money on the line this weekend and the NFL conference championships are ready to rock and roll, so you only got a few more shots before the big game begins on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Kurt, all you got to do, place a $5 bet this weekend on the NFL. And guess what? If you win, you get $200 in free bets instantly, but only with code DNVR. That's the key with that.
Done deal.
It's a done deal. It's a gimme. Who is your take this weekend? Who do you like going on to the next round? Keep in mind, Susie is an Eagles fan, and she did take her clip-on nails off.
Got to go with Susie. Let's go. Let's go.
He's just whoever Susie's rooting for.
Yeah. Eagles, Bengals. But if Susie disputes that, I could easily be persuaded otherwise.
Okay. No, Bengals, Eagles, that's who I have. It's fantastic. They've got these stepped-up same-game parlays. So even if you're like, well, I don't want to just pick on the winner. I want to pick on a couple things. More legs you add, the more money you can win. It's fantastic. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code DNVR when you do. All you got to do is make a $5 NFL bet this weekend, and when it wins, $200 in free bets instantly, only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code DNVR. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. Kurt, when you walked into the bar today, did you think we were going to have the same reaction we did back in January of 2020 and celebrate like we did for Larry Walker, him getting into the Hall of Fame?
I wasn't getting my hopes up. I felt somewhat confident, but I didn't come in with – I was prepared to be disappointed. Let me put it that way.
That's a sad way of looking at it.
It is a sad way of looking at it, but I feel like we can all relate to that.
Yeah. I think we've learned over the years, those guys that don't make their ballots public are the ones that don't vote for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. They don't want everyone to know. They only put one guy on the ballot or whatever. So I was prepared, but 11 votes, he's going to get there.
Yeah.
It's a good way of describing the beginning of 2023. Prepare to be disappointed. Colorado Rockies baseball. I think that could be the slogan. I don't know if they're going to want to use it. They can have it if they want it. If they want to trademark it, could be a little disappointing for that. But 11 votes, he misses by. You're a guy that's been here for a very long time. Close ties with the Rockies organization. You feel for Todd, or do you know he understands what the deal is, and it's just a waiting game, or is it really hard to just wait and keep getting told no, essentially, year after year?
I think Todd probably got his hopes up a little bit with the preliminary numbers.
Yeah.
But I don't think he went into this year expecting to get in, having only received 52% last year.
That's right.
He made a big jump. He's getting close. He's got to be feeling really good about where he stands right now.
Huge jump. Huge jump. Yeah. I love this jump.
Yeah. He's way ahead of where Walker was at this point.
Yeah, very true. Larry Walker didn't cross the 50% mark until year 9.
Wow.
So that late. And then
the
it became,
audacity.
Yeah.
The audacity of voters.
He broke the glass ceiling there, I guess. What would it be? The glass atmosphere, I guess, because we're so high up at altitude? That might be what we would have to call it. So, yeah, and then everyone jumped on board because it's his 10th year, and they want to feel like, yeah, I voted for Larry Walker when he got in. I think that could be the case next year for Todd Helton because a lot of people say, oh, he only needs a couple more to get across the finish line.
Right.
I want to be a part of that. Doesn't mean he'll get 90 next year, but he should be pretty much a slam dunk, to use a very popular baseball term, to get across
75%. Is he not on pace for 90% next year?
No, I don't think he would get another like 20% boost any way.
We got to order the Helton 2024 T-shirts.
Could be, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, one of the interesting things with Todd Helton's case, what's different with Larry Walker, Walker being the first Rocky to get in, so again, breaks the glass atmosphere for the entire franchise. But Helton, he's got the quote-unquote stink on him of being a lifetime Rocky, whereas you got, lifetime Rocky, that only means 50% of your games are at Coors Field, but Larry Walker, only a third of his games were at Coors Field. You say, he was in Montreal for a while, a little bit there in St. Louis. So, you know, there's almost more, just as much maybe, for Helton to overcome as Larry Walker did.
Right. Do you feel like some of that stigma, though, is going away? There's been a lot written in recent years and just the past few years about the difficulty of hitting on the road when you do play for the Rockies.
Yeah.
And I think they're starting to see a little bit of change in the way people are looking at Rockies players based on that. And I think that's helping Helton just as much as Walker getting in, which has helped him some as well.
Yeah, that Coors Field hangover business is so huge. More and more people are learning about it, right? They're kind of understanding the disadvantages of playing at altitude and just how challenging that can be on the body in general. But you're right, it's still taking some time. They're still like, he's just... How much does it drive you crazy that people hold Coors Field against Todd Helton more than they do guys who've been suspended for PEDs? Is that seem like the biggest double standard we've had in a while?
Absolutely. And I'm going to take it to another place with
Please.
That holding it. The Matt Holliday 2007, Jimmy Rollins getting the MVP over Matt. That was just, if you look at the stats, Matt's road stats were better than Jimmy Rollins' overall stats. I mean, if there's ever been a situation where a guy really got penalized for being at Coors Field, That was the epitome of it right there. And so Todd's, he's got that fight against and everything, but 11 votes, he's going to get in.
Yeah.
Got to believe it.
He's right there. He is so close.
Yeah.
And we knew it would be so close, but.
What's wild, too, to think about is, if people kind of recognize Todd Helton earlier in the game and maybe he gets in year one, again, hey, that would be great. Why not? Or year two. And again, that's another thing. Not a lot of people talk about first ballot Hall of Fame guys. We throw that around as a term, like, all time, no doubt. But at the same time, no one remembers what year guys were voted in. Joe DiMaggio got in on his fourth ballot.
Like,
who cares, really, right? I mean, it's surprising, but also, who cares? He's in. Larry Walker, he's in.
Once
he's
you're in,
famer.
You're in. It doesn't matter how long it took you to get in. You're just in.
Exactly. Right. But if Helton had gotten in year one or year two in 2020, how much does the narrative change for a guy like Nolan Arenado, who I think really wanted to look at bigger and better things and said, hey, I'm looking to be a kind of a first ballot Hall of Famer. I'm thinking about my legacy, and I don't know if that legacy can be here with Colorado, probably mostly because of the organization at that time. But I think some of that had to do with the fact that Larry hadn't even gotten in yet, and he already saw what Todd Helton was up against. So it was like, you know what? I'm damned if I do, damned if I don't. I need to go somewhere else to really be treated on my own. I think that was part of the factor in his decision as well.
That's a good point. I hadn't thought about that, but that very well could affect guys' decisions in the future and thinking about leaving Colorado when they see it, Helton get in. Mm-hmm. Good point.
We had a little ballot that went out to everybody to vote on what they think should happen. I'm curious for you. Do you would you like to see the Rockies have some kind of Hall of Fame or Ring of Fame, something like that, a museum? Hall of Fame sounds really illustrious, but just some kind of museum other than that 200 level, which not everybody gets a chance to actually be a part of and see.
Yeah.
Do you think that's something that this organization, may need to do here in the near future?
Absolutely. We're closing in on 30 years as a franchise.
A lot of history.
We've got the Blake Street Bombers. You know, I mean, things like that in our history that should be recognized, and absolutely that should happen. I've heard talk that McGregor Square will be an ideal place for that. Mm-hmm. Probably a better place, really, than Coors Field, you know, for accessibility fans and so forth. And, yeah, I agree that absolutely should happen, and that we've got plenty of history now to celebrate, to make it happen, where, you know, if you talked about it 15 years ago, you might have felt like, well, there just isn't that much to look at. But there definitely is now. I think that the time is right to open that up.
Wouldn't that be a great 30th birthday present for the Rockies?
Do you know something we don't? Spoiler?
I wish we get them on this year? Something. We've been saying we're going to have to build one ourselves.
May have
right.
to.
There you go. The DNVR. Instead of McGregor Square, let's put it in the DNVR.
DNVR yes. Museum. We're ready. We're going to get the Crocs that the guys were wearing this year.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. The bat that Kyle Freeland used to smash out the light in the dugout. I'm sure you might have some really good artifacts. You're someone who, again, knows Charlie Blackmon fairly well. I know he'd be honored by this. This is something I've been saying for a couple years now. With him being a lifelong Rocky, and I don't see him going anywhere else.
Right.
Should his number 19 get retired? I don't personally feel you have to be a Cooperstown Hall of Famer to have your number retired and be honored. Do you think that he should be honored in that way? Number 19 should never be worn again?
I have never thought about that, but I would be 100% behind that based on the fact that he spent his entire career here, as you said. He's been a great Rockies player, a great representative of the city and the team.
Right.
Yeah, I love that idea. I never even thought about that. But, you know, as Charlie, before he was even playing with the Rockies, was a friend of mine. And a couple of years into his career with the Rockies, I probably couldn't have told you what number he was. I've never been a numbers guy. I'm a finance guy. I'm a huge numbers guy. But uniform numbers, I'm really bad with them.
Some people are into it. Other folks are like, I don't really care. I'm almost in the middle where I'm like, I feel like I should know. But I don't always know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't tell you some of the great Rockies players from the past, what their numbers were. I wouldn't be able to roll them out.
Sure.
I do know Charlie's 19, though.
There you go. Yeah, I think that would be really appropriate to honor him, to honor the franchise. And I think it honors fans who say, like, yeah, that number 19 is Charlie Blackmon. Let me tell you a story. And that's how it starts. That's how you pass the game down from generation to generation.
Yeah. Absolutely. Charlie would be very very deserving of it, though. He's put up some incredible numbers. You know, his season, and I'm getting off track here, but the season he broke the all-time leadoff hitter RBI record with 103 RBIs from the leadoff spot.
That's right.
That could arguably be the best leadoff season anybody's ever had in the history of Major League Baseball.
That's right.
And he did it as a Colorado Rocky. And he combined a lot of the things he's done in his career together. And it's deserving. I like your idea.
I mean, you got Todd Helton. He's got most of the franchise records.
Yeah.
I mean, Charlie's right there with so many
of
them.
Yeah, he's top five now and everything pretty much are getting there.
That's
going to be before this year is over.
You got to recognize that greatness. So we recognize your greatness, Kurt. Appreciate you joining us here.
thanks, Kurt.
On the DNVR Rockies podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Podcast. Tomorrow, if anyone wants to hang out with Kurt some more, are you going to be at the Blake Street Tavern tomorrow?
Lunchtime, noon. Just sitting around talking baseball.
Yeah.
That's what we
Very
love to
informal.
Do. Absolutely. Yep. Kurt, thank you so much for joining us. We'll have to see if we can get you some Pins and Aces gear, since that's the official golf apparel partner of DNVR. We love our Pins and Aces gear, and we get tons of compliments on and off the golf course. It's a family-owned golf and apparel business right here in Colorado. They make amazing polos, hats, golf bags, even your favorite beer sleeve or seltzer sleeve if you are so inclined. It's a great product that you just tuck it inside your golf bag, and boom, you are locked and loaded, ready to go around all 18 holes. Check out pinsandaces.com and use code DNVR to receive 15% off your first order and get free shipping. That's pinsandaces.com. Backus and Shanker, they are here to help. If you've been hurt, they will win for Colorado families. They've been doing it in Colorado for over 25 years. They've got 30 lawyers on staff, over 100 staff in general there. They're doing it in neighborhoods, neighborhood offices all around the state, Denver, Aurora, Inglewood, Fort Collins. they are free until they win you money. Seriously, no upfront fee to speak of about your case. They'll talk to you beforehand. No fees while they're working on it. No fees unless they win your case and win money for you. Backus & Shanker has won over $1 billion for their clients, and they're helping you out with all kinds of injury cases that weren't your fault. Car accidents, motorcycles, ride shares, pedestrians, trucks, they can help if you've been injured at work. Call them at Troy Tulowitzki's number. That's it, 222-2222. That's it, 222-2222. To find out if you have a case for free, Backus & Shanker wins. Game Time is the hottest new ticketing site that makes it easier than ever to score the best deals on tickets to sports, concerts, and shows. No one knows that better than Matthew Replinger. He's going to get some great seats, floor seats, 50-yard line, you name it. But the thing of the reason why Matthew Replinger is so smart for using Game Time tickets is because he waits. He'll wait till about an hour until an event, and he'll get his seats with about 60% off for the start of the event, first pitch, you name it. I've done it before, but not as good as Matthew Replinger has with Game Time tickets. He's one of over 15 million folks who've downloaded the Game Time app and have scored the best seats to all of his favorite events and all of their favorite events.
Matt is like, do not implicate me in your ad read.
You know, a big Game Time tickets fan, Matt? Come
no,
on.
No,
of course he is.
I am, yeah. Whatever it takes.
Matthew,
I'm patient.
You're disappointed, but are you hopeful? Because
it's
next
a sure
year,
thing. If not next year, the year after. But I think next year is the year. I do.
Don't jinx us and say the year after. Like,
oh,
it's got to be.
Gosh, right?
11 more votes. Like, that's it. That's gonna be the swing that we need.
Well, that's easy for us to work on at the winter meetings. There's enough writers there we can talk to try to push him over the edge. He's due. We know he had the career, so it's just a matter of time.
You're someone who, you know, you've worked with the Rockies before and pretty much all Major League Baseball teams with, I forget the proper name, yoga. What's your yoga company called?
Pro-positive yoga.
Pro-positive yoga. So, mm-hmm. I mean, you've been around the game. You've talked with a lot of people. You know your history of Colorado baseball. Just the history of Colorado baseball.
Oh, yeah.
As Baseball in Denver, Images of America, you got to check out that book. He wrote it. Got something else that you're working on. So maybe you can put this in a historical context, what it would mean for Todd Helton to get into the Hall of Fame. Obviously, only the second Rocky to ever do that. But it just in general, in a more, you know, grand scheme of things, what it means to this state, this baseball-loving state, to get acknowledged by having one of their own in Todd Helton make it to Cooperstown.
I will mean everything, because Todd was our first draftee, you know, by the club. As much as we love Larry Walker,
yeah.
He wasn't originally a Rocky, of course. So for Todd to get in, I think, you know, that iconic Rocky would mean everything. It would be great for our fandom. It would give us, it would solidify the fact that the Rockies are at least, you know, it took us 30 years to get, you know, one of our draftees in,
yeah.
But he deserves it. And maybe only the fifth best quarterback we've drafted.
True. Is Ryan McMahon higher than Todd Helton?
Ooh, well, that's
he didn't
tough.
Play Division I, so technically.
Oh. I know. Kenneth Weber and I were just talking about that. There's so many. Like, Michael Vick was a Rockies draft pick. Of course, Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Kyle Parker was probably the best one.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that both Manning brothers in college had a Rockies outfielder. Todd Helton did make his debut as an outfielder. As their backup, Peyton Manning had Todd Helton at the University of Tennessee. And at Ole Miss, Eli Manning had Seth Smith.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're putting together a baseball team or a football team here. It's crazy. That's actually so funny.
Look, it never limited Deion Sanders, so let's throw him into the conversation. I think you're right. You make such a great point, too, with that, Matthew, because Larry Walker gets in, and you go, oh, finally, the Rockies are acknowledged as a team. But you can also say that some folks go, yeah, but he was only partially a Rocky. So you know what? That doesn't fully count all the way. And I think when when your team or organization or fans like the Rockies, you might have a complex like, man, we always get overlooked. Is this another example? Because he's a homegrown guy.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like it's being overlooked again.
It helps diffuse the Coors Field effect, too.
Yeah.
So that's good news. Because since Humidor, the Rockies shouldn't be plagued by that.
Yeah.
So although, of course, the ball still flies here, but not like it used to.
Yeah.
So. It's such a tired argument.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
tired.
It's
yeah.
such a
I'm
tired
sorry
argument.
Even brought it up. I know, right?
TRD, tired.
Yeah, we don't do vowels
we don't
here.
Do vowels here.
Who can in this economy? Who can afford them? Get
yeah,
out of here.
Not.
Nope, definitely can't do that. After Todd Helton, who do you think might be the next Rocky to get in the Hall of Fame? Are you going to dip back into the past and say maybe a guy like Dale Murphy gets in through a veterans committee? Are we going to have to wait all the way until a guy like Nolan Arenado gets in? Where do you see it? It could be a while. Could be a wait.
Yeah, I know, right? I mean, Nolan, I think, is a sure thing.
Yeah.
But, gosh, Dale Murphy, I think, is next. You're right. You brought up the two that are looming. I can't think of any, sadly,
you know,
players over the last 20 years that deserve
even a ballot. Well, there's some guys coming up that will be on ballots. You know, Holiday's coming up, Cargo, Tulo. Again, those guys will be on ballots, but Holiday's probably the one that you could see sticking around for a couple years. Maybe the conversation builds on him. He will be very interesting to see what happens, because I could see him actually getting in on like a 10th ballot, if not maybe sooner.
Yeah. Played in New York, played in St. Louis. Those are both hotbeds for voters.
That's right.
Yeah, that's true.
He was actually better with the Rockies in the postseason than he was with the Cardinals or the Yankees. Didn't even play with the Yankees.
Could the value of his son somehow add value to him?
Ooh.
Because his son was just drafted number one
overall
last season. What if he becomes a huge deal? And everyone's like, oh, but his dad. Remember, his dad was really good, too.
That's
a good cachet.
Yeah, that would spark some memories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know. I do like that. He's definitely a potential. But, I think it might have to be Dale Murphy. And then he won't be on the, I forget what the Veterans Committee is called now, the Contemporary Baseball Era Committee. That won't be until 2025.
Yeah.
He got a couple votes. I think he ended up getting, like, six. He needed to end up having 12, so he had half the support from the committee of 16.
Resentments towards the former group. I was advocating for my friend Maury Wills to get into the Hall of Fame.
Sure.
Before he passed away, and we fell short. But no, Dale Murphy is probably one that is deserving.
Yeah. And you know what? The other side of the coin with that is like, well, he was a Rocky for 24 games, or was it 24 at-bats? Like, it was
not long.
So short, and it was like, hey, just come over and play, and we'll see. Every team has those guys where you go, oh, he went, like Fred McGriff's getting in this year. Dodger? Oh, yeah, he was a Dodger for a minute.
Yeah.
Cubs? Oh, yeah, another Cub in the Hall of Fame. Yeah, but you don't think of them like that.
Think of him as Toronto and Atlanta.
Yeah.
But he was a Padre, too.
Yeah, right. That was early on in his career. Sure, he was very good. So, yeah, you know, if the Rockies get a Dale Murphy like that, who just kind of sneaks in and most people go, I don't even know who that is. Sure, why not? Everybody else can do it.
But does that even help the Rockies' case at that point?
Yeah, right.
Is that even a benefit to the Rockies?
We've got three Hall of Famers. Someday we'll be able to say that right now.
Someday. Now it's still
Jim Leland.
Jim Leland is a guy who you could see getting in.
Yeah.
Who has that resume. I did write about that. That's one of those unlocked articles, so you don't have to be a diehard to read it about his resume, because he's got a lot of wins. Did he win a World Series with the Tigers? No, I don't think he has the World Series just yet.
No,
he does. He did Marlins. He went with
the Marlins
in 97.
But he made it to the NLCS, the Pirates, lost to the Braves, 91. And he's revered within baseball, so there's a possibility Leland does get in at some point. But.
And you got a gold medal there with Team USA in the World Baseball Classic.
Mm-hmm.
He was the manager last year, the last time we had it, in 2017. So he's got enough of a resume that I think his time with the Rockies may hurt his cause, but ultimately he is a legitimate case to potentially get in.
He lived at Coors Field that season. He literally was always there.
He did.
Guys, would you rather be in the Hall of Fame or have an Olympic gold medal?
Ooh, Baseball Hall of Fame or
Olympic gold medal?
I know what my answer is.
What's your answer?
Hall of Fame for me.
I would rather be in the Baseball Hall of Fame than be good at, like, cross-country skiing and then, you know, shooting at a target. No, I don't want to disparage folks.
I grew up a huge Tommy Moe fan. I love Bodie Miller. If it were in downhill skiing or something to that effect, that would be a pretty neat thing to hang on to. But being I've been working in baseball my whole life, I think Hall of Fame takes the cake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
For me.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Would you want to win a gold medal in the World Baseball Classic? Any value to that? Gold medal in the World Baseball Classic or silver medal in the Olympics?
Oh.
Yeah. My high school teammate, Nate Field, former Rocky,
Tall guy, right?
Yeah, he's
6'7"?
No,
six
not
eight?
That tall. Not okay. That tall. He's 6'2", maybe.
One of a few.
A short king.
Yeah.
At 6'2".
But one of the original Colorado-born players to play for the Rockies.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yes, Mark Knutson was one also. Mm-hmm. But Field played in 2009 for the Olympic 2008, whatever the USA team was. Pre-World Baseball, after the first World Baseball Classic, but then before the next one. Mm-hmm. Speaking of, will you be at the World Baseball in Phoenix?
We're still trying to set our schedule.
Yeah.
Phoenix would be the one that we go to if we did to any. So I would like to be. It's a
Miami's
bucket list thing.
Tough to be.
Miami's very
one.
Tough.
But that one's doable to go to the Phoenix one. So
yeah.
I'm going to try to be there for sure.
Have tickets even gone on sale for something like that? I'm curious.
I don't believe so. The last time there was a World Baseball Classic, I was buying tickets the day of. And I was flying solo. So
yeah.
It's easy, you know. Just
oh, yeah.
In. And I went to every game in San Diego. And then I went to all the games in L.A. And it was one of the coolest baseball tournaments I've ever seen. So it's
That's
worth checking out.
Yeah, I'm so excited for the World Baseball Classic.
It's going to be a good one this year.
Of course,
year.
I have a stupid wedding to go to right in the
but
middle of all
this. But you'll be in Miami.
I'll be in Miami. But I can't be in Miami too long. It's dangerous for me.
Is Miami like Las Vegas in that way?
Everything is my Las Vegas.
We did the winter. So. Right, we were at the winter meetings in 2018, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
Vegas is a three-day thing.
If you're in Vegas longer than 3 days, which I'm also about to be for a different bachelorette party.
Oof.
I know.
Yeah.
I might not make it to this season.
So you got Todd Helton at about like 98% getting in next year, if not the year after. You got over under that 98% mark. Will Las Vegas get one of the new expansion teams when that time comes here in the next couple seasons?
No.
Oh,
you're going under 98?
Yeah. My belief is that Oakland is going to Las Vegas. I don't think Oakland's going to rally from a city politics standpoint to get a stadium. And I think Oakland is going to go to Vegas. I think Tampa Bay is headed to maybe Nashville or maybe Montreal. I don't know. But I think the expansion teams are going to be Portland or Nashville or one of the Carolina options. But who's to say?
Yeah.
No, Manfred's not going to make a decision until they figure out what's going on
in Tampa. For sure.
But I do see Vegas getting a team.
Yeah.
100%. I just don't think it's going to be an expansion team. I could be wrong.
Interesting.
So you don't like possums, right? I think that's what we've established.
You don't like possums?
Well, but he doesn't think Oakland should have a team anymore.
Because the possums are falling out of the press box?
Is that why?
That's part of it.
Wow.
It is the worst stadium in baseball next to Tampa Bay.
It's like if they kept the vet alive.
You're a very inclusive person, but you're awesome. You're also a possumist, so I wouldn't peg you for one.
Matthew and I are in a fight now.
Matthew's welcoming of all types except possums.
Wow.
That's
wow,
it.
Wow, wow, wow.
Matthew, thank you so much for joining us.
We're ending on a bad note.
We'll see you here next year. We're going to have you on next
year. I'm rooting for Philly this weekend.
Hey, thank you. That's the correct thing to say.
I'm always happy to come on. It's great to be with you.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it, Matthew.
Thanks, Patrick.
Fantastic. I don't know if we've got one more guest back there. Kenneth decided to stick around.
Can you grab Kenneth for us? All right, yeah, we're going to put our guests to work and get them grabbing other guests.
We'll get Kenneth Weber. That's how we do it.
It's
smart. It's very efficient. So, unfortunately, we don't have our second Hall of Famer for the Rockies. What team do you think has the most Hall of Famers of the other three major teams between Broncos, Nuggets, and Avs?
Great question.
Thank you.
I am going to...
Just go with your gut.
I'm going to guess the Broncos.
Yes, you'd be right.
Okay.
Yeah, they got 14 Hall of Famers most recently. John Lynch and Peyton Manning got in 2021, but most notably, John Elway, all 16 years
Who's that?
Denver. The car guy. The guy who owns a couple of the dealerships.
Wow.
All right, between Avs and Nuggets, who do you think has more Hall of Famers?
Nuggets?
I would have guessed Avs, but you are right.
All right.
11 Nuggets Hall of Famers. And when I talked to Harrison Wind about it, he was like, I mean, are you really going to count Tim Hardaway? I mean, he was a Nugget for like a year. Mm-hmm. They've got a couple of those guys. So there's 11 Nuggets Hall of Famers and only 6 from the Avs, which I was surprised. I thought there would have been a couple more than that. We only got one Hall of Famer, Kenneth. Scott Rolen. Were you surprised that we got rolling? Because there was even some thought that we would have nobody with the way that these projection systems look. And you say, hey, public ballot is this. But once those private ones come in, I think Roland could get knocked down to 75. Did you think that was a realistic chance?
Oh, absolutely. And I don't think they're shy about not having anybody be elected into the hall. It's happening more and more recently as the years have gone along. So I'm not surprised Roland got in, because it's just one of those things where the steam keeps on building for these players and the case keeps getting made better and better each and every year. And I thought Roland has been a Hall of Famer since he retired. Mm-hmm. I think that he has predominantly been almost that good in between from Brooks Robinson to Nolan Arenado and what it is now. And you inarguably have the best defensive third baseman that's a middle of the order bat. And that's what Roland was his entire career. So to see him get in, I think, is deserving. But I also think it's deserving that Helton will get in. But the same way that the steam was built up for Roland over time, this is unfortunately just another steam year for Helton.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's going to be a steamy year. Now we're all fired up from this whole day in general.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I think you're right about having a lot of steam coming into the 2024.
So if
year.
Is my math right? I'm trying to do it off the top of my head.
Always
next,
a good thing.
Yeah, next year will be the 30th season for the Colorado Rockies at Coors Field. So we still have a 30th type of anniversary. It's the 30th season, mm-hmm. and then Todd will be getting in. That would be nice. That's part of the ingenious thing of the ballot, which pretty much has been happening since the first one. If you get 5%, you stay on the ballot, mm-hmm. and you make it steamier and steamier, and people start talking about you.
We need to say steam more.
Well, you said steamier, so, I mean, that's it. That's the title of the book, steamier. Steamier, hunting down everyone who didn't vote for Todd Helton in the 2023
and
Baseball Hall of Fame ballot.
Making them pay.
Yeah.
Sub parentheses, and making them pay.
Steam torture.
Is this going to be a documentary or just a TikTok or a TikTok documentary?
TikToks and documentaries are the same thing.
Right, well, you're going to be an executive producer since you said the phrase steamier, so you're getting in on this.
Got it.
This is
congratulations.
Fantastic.
Congratulations.
We'll split up the country in three ways.
I'm looking forward to the royalties.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll hunt these people down. do you think there's any chance that we have to wait until 2025? Or it's like there's almost no way.
It feels very unlikely.
Yeah.
So without having to dig into it enough, Adrian Beltre is kind of the name next year, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
Because that's the thing that you always have to keep into consideration. And I think what has been a problem with Hall of Fame voting for quite a while now is there's been a logjam.
Big time.
Every single year you're seeing the same names. And so because these same names are getting the attention on the ballot, other names are getting left behind. Somebody like Jim Nedman's not going past the first ballot. Is a byproduct of that.
I don't think he's necessarily a Hall of Famer, but you would have thought he would have been on it a couple times.
Exactly.
Kenny Lofton, one ballot, one and done.
Yeah.
That's pretty surprising.
Yeah, and so it's not to say that I think they would have eventually gotten in,
right?
But they would have still been in the conversation. And that's a big part of the whole thing, is you're on there for 10 years, and the case keeps building for these players over time. If you're done after one, there's no longer the opportunity until you're a dinosaur and the Veterans Committee comes into play, which is a whole other weird wrinkle and all.
Yeah.
Helton's not going to be at that point.
Yeah.
And there's no big wave of a Bonds, a Clemens, a Sosa, a McGuire all being around him at the same time. So I think next year it's very safe to say that he'll be getting it as long as he doesn't have a Curt Schilling meltdown.
Yes.
That's the one thing that can do to ruin the whole problem.
Does he have Twitter? I don't think I've ever seen Todd Helton on Twitter.
I don't think I've seen him on Twitter.
I think we might be okay.
We'll check TikTok at least.
Is he Truth Social? Anyway, so next year's ballot, as you pointed out, Adrian Beltre, the big name, mm-hmm. should be first ballot, no
you
doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Mauer, he'll get some support. I think there's going to be a lot of people on the East Coast with support for Chase Utley, rightfully so. David Wright, didn't have that long of a career. Bartolo Colon, I don't know if he's officially retired, but he is
no
eligible.
No one knows.
He is eligible. You've got Adrian Gonzalez, Jose Bautista, Jose Reyes, legendary Rocky shortstop,
mm-hmm.
Victor Martinez, James Shields, Brandon Phillips. Those guys probably should be on the ballot, as well as Matt Holliday. Do you think Matt Holliday is a guy who could pick up some steam over time? Maybe it's not the same. Again, we talked about how Larry Walker, it wasn't until year 9 that he got the 50 percentile mark.
Mm-hmm.
I think Walker had a better career than Matt Holliday, but still, Do you think we'll see Matt Holliday around for a couple ballots?
He feels like the type of guy that at least should be making it past that first ballot.
Yeah.
And then it will keep on going. Do I think off the top of my head Matt Holliday would have enough to be a Hall of Famer? Probably not. You know, that's the sad part about it. But for a 10-year retrospect and to have 10 years to talk about Matt Holliday's accomplishments and, okay, here's why we can make the case and look back on how great of a player he was, that's a whole part of being nominated in the first place. And I think that he will have that and should stick around.
Think of the 10 years of conversation around whether or not he touched home.
Oh, God. I don't want. I am not looking
love
forward
that.
To that.
Think
I
about
that.
The Twitter discourse and how annoying it would be.
So the silver lining, if he doesn't get past the first ballot, is you don't have to hear about that. is what I'm hearing.
You know what, Matt? You've already touched home plate. Now go ahead and touch your own plaque in Cooperstown. Boom, let's book
nice.
It.
Branding
we,
over here. Look at this guy.
We've got a second project after the whole Steamier documentary we're working on. This is great. So
you are just our creative muse right now.
Apparently. I just have to say a Steam and then Patrick goes off. So.
Let's go, baby. There's one other player that I don't think will make the ballot, but we should acknowledge him a little bit. Just like Ubaldo Jimenez was not on this year's ballot and was eligible. You know, you can make the case that he should have been on it. There's room for 40 guys, but there's only 28 this year. Mm-hmm. You could have snuck on Ubaldo. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but next year's ballot, the player with the most home runs for someone born and raised in Colorado, Chase Headley. 130 home runs. Yeah. Okay. 130 jacks for him. 2025 ballot is interesting. You got Ichiro, first ballot. No doubt, right?
Has to be 100%. That's the inner circle that Ichiro is in.
Yeah.
Now, it's lame that 100% is so uncommon, but he should be 100%.
Yeah.
Susie's brought up a great point about there's always detractors. There's going to be detractors for Ichiro. Like, well, he didn't play his whole career here. Yeah, but when he did, he had 3,000 hits.
Yeah.
But you know there's going to be people saying that.
Yeah. And those people are dummies. Yeah.
CeCe Sabathia, not a dummy, but on the 25 ballot. Brian McCann, Dustin Pedroia, Ian Kinsler, Felix Hernandez, Haley Ramirez, Curtis Granderson, Russell Martin, Fernando Rodney, and two Rockies legends, Mark Reynolds and Ian Desmond. No, wait, I'm sorry. No,
oh.
Two Rockies legends, Troy Tulowitzki, Carlos Gonzalez,
yes.
In 2025.
That would be cool.
That would be cool. Do those guys make more than one ballot? That might be hard.
I think Cargo feels like he will.
I think Tula feels like he could make more than one ballot.
The hard thing
at
was,
least two.
Yeah, the hard thing. Oh, nice. The hard thing with Tulo is there was this surefire Hall of Famer.
She also did it unassisted. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, she doesn't need us.
As a Tulo reference.
Welcome to Susie's baseball podcast.
Unassisted triple play.
Yeah,
that's right. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Tulo. So you think he could maybe stick around?
Yeah, there's a good chance he could, but it's just there's always going to be the what if with Tulo. So there was the surefire Hall of Famer for the first, you know, four or five years of his career, and then injuries derailed him so hard that I think that could even cost him getting past the first ballot.
Wow.
He's almost the infield version of Andrew Jones. And you sort of, if you're a Tulo fan and you're, again, I don't think Tulo had a Hall of Fame career. I thought, as you said, he was a Hall of Famer for a period of time. But if you are looking at this and you're saying, hey, for Todd to get in, Larry's got to get in. All right, that happened.
Yep.
If Tulo's going to get in, Andrew Jones needs to get in.
Oh, yeah.
That has to happen in order for there to be any chance whatsoever. And even then, slim margin.
Mm-hmm.
Slim margin.
He should be in whether it's Tulo or not.
For sure. But, you know, going back to what you were saying before with the logjam, you can only vote for 10 guys. So now all of a sudden, the players at the bottom of the ballot, Tulo and Cargo, it wouldn't shock me if those guys got no votes because there's the Joe Maurers are getting support. They're at 60%. Chase Utley, God forbid, Todd Helton's still around in two more years on the 25 ballot. Everyone's going to be voting for him. So, like, at a certain point, there's only enough votes to go around, and you don't even get acknowledged to get that second ballot like Jim Edmonds, like Kenny Lofton. And you go, we can't even have that conversation. We can't even get to the place in which we're building steam.
It all comes back to steam.
It's a steamy cast.
This has been a lot of fun. Our first Hall of Fame party. We'll do it again next year.
You know what? This was a great warm-up for next year because we had such a fun turnout. I think it'll be even better next year knowing that the chances are just so much better.
And we'll have Matt Holliday. We'll be hopefully get some good numbers on him that he gets the 5%. Mm-hmm. Again, your favorite, Jose Reyes, right, Kenneth?
Oh, yeah. We're boys.
You guys are boys? Okay.
Yeah. No.
Not at all. Will he get 5%? I don't know.
No.
New York meet. You don't think there's enough guys in New York that would give him a vote?
No.
He might.
I think Jose Reyes has done enough to ruin his reputation that he's probably.
Yeah.
They're probably staying away.
For sure. But we'll celebrate definitely Helton. Holiday. Yep. We'll have Cargo and Tulo the next year after that. We're building something here.
We are planning future parties right now. But this one was a lot of fun, too.
This one was an absolute banger. Kenneth, thanks for joining us.
Yeah,
at KDub1988,
yep.
Writing some great stuff over there. On Purple Row, prospect stuff, you name it. Love what you're doing, so keep crushing it. We're crushing it on Twitter.
We low-key are crushing it.
Yeah, and high-key. What's the opposite of low-key? Just high-key?
High-key, yeah. It's that simple.
Allie's like, yeah, it's high-key. Well, I just didn't know what the opposite of low is high. The opposite of key is tablet, mousepad.
Maybe we're, just settle with highbrow entertainment.
Death, taxes, Patrick overthinking something.
Dude, we are high mouse padding it right now. Over at @DNVR_Rockies, at Patrick D. Lyons is where I'm at on Twitter.
And you can find me at the Susie Hunter on all platforms.
This has been okay.
It could have been more fun, but we had as much fun under the circumstances.
And you know what? We built some of our own momentum.
Yes.
So that was nice. But unfortunately, you know what they say about momentum.
Patrick,
right?
What do they say?
It's only as good as your next show. So we will see you on the DNVR Sports Channel on YouTube.